Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 32 of When Worlds Collide. I am your host this week, Parker the Fish Smith. To my right, I guess, yeah, both of our rights, is Carl, who's in the first mate seat. Captain Smalls.
It's me.
Taking a little sideline for this week. And you know how we start these things. As always, cheers, everyone. Ooh. Cracky McGee.
Well, you're already doing better than I do. I mess up the intro half the time, so.
That's why I said I am the captain now, here and forever. Anyways, this week, we got some stuff to talk about. We got some Super Bowl stuff going on. But in this week in gaming, first off, we got a little news story from down south in Florida. If you guys haven't seen, a guy robbed a store wearing a Sonic the Hedgehog mask. He robbed a gas station down in Florida. And
weird shit always be happening in Florida. Always be happening in Florida. Weird shit.
Yeah, so Florida is definitely its own country at this point in time because it is just an anomaly on its own. But hearing this news, one question that came up is, like, if you were to rob a gas station or just any store in general, what mask would you wear? Carl?
So here's what I would do. And maybe this plot starts this weekend, but I am going to get you blatantly drunk, and then I'm going to ceramic your face.
Oh, my God.
And make it into a mask, and I'm going to start robbing places as fish.
Oh, my God. You better make it as detailed as possible, because I got a unique looking face.
If the ceramics falls through, or the paper mache, whatever I choose to go with, you know,
mm-hmm.
if that falls through, I'll probably just get, like, you know, the SpongeBob fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably go one of the two routes, you know.
Put the money in the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I should just do that. Just wear a giant-ass sock on my face with, like, a sock sack. And be like, put the money in the bag.
No, I wouldn't even be talking, dude. I'd just be like, meep, 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 meep. You remember when they all come in?
Yeah, yeah.
Meep, meep. Just pull out a bag. Meep, meep.
If she got a big head, it'll probably look natural. Yeah, you shut the fuck up, Brian, okay? I don't want to hear that talk over here. I got a big head because I got a big brain, all right? That's how it works these days.
Well, what mask are you putting over that big brain if you're going to rob somewhere?
Dude, honestly, I'm going to go for a twofer.
Twofer?
Not like a twofer for a mask, but a two-hitter type deal.
Okay.
I'm going to pick out a Marvel mask, one, to get noticed by Marvel, and they'll potentially sue me after I get caught. So I'd have to go pretty iconic. I would probably either go like an Iron Man mask, or, you know, like even like Vision, you know, type deal. It's something that just like covers my whole face, because you can't really do like Thor or Captain America, really, you know, because Thor doesn't wear a mask, and wearing a wig like that would just be stupid. I would just grow my hair out long and everything. So I would wear a Marvel mask just so I would get sued by Marvel. That'd be a life story to tell. But like, yeah, one day I robbed a gas station as Iron Man, then I got sued by Marvel a week later.
Yeah, maybe just stick to like GTA robbing gas stations as Iron Man. I did see they had an Iron Man mod that looks sweet. They actually have a Batman one, I believe, now too, in the works.
Ooh, that's
GTA mod for Batman, yeah.
I remember seeing the Iron Man one. They have a Superman too, but it's literally just like you fly around the city and, you know, just do Superman things. You just one punch cars like all the way across the city and all that stuff. But anyways, moving on, another story that we have this week, our Lord and Savior, Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, he will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 25th Annual DICE Awards. So, yeah, shout out to you, Phil Spencer. You're our boy. You're a savior. You made Xbox what it is today. And all I can say is I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Bringing Xbox back to its glory. And it was just announced earlier today that I believe even past like the deal that PlayStation has with Call of Duty, that they're still going to be keeping the games cross-platform.
Yeah, so past like the deal that they'll have and everything.
Right, so just another like nod towards Phil Spencer. He's really just about getting games out to everybody and all about the community, and That's the whole Xbox vibe right now. I love it. Keep it going, Phil.
Whoa, fuck Phil Spencer. Why you say that, Lizzo? Dude, he's a G.
He doesn't even know who Phil Spencer is.
Exactly.
There's no way.
Who the hell is that guy? I was doing a little research on him, and he joined Microsoft back in 99 as an intern. And then he was past like the original creators of the Xbox. He was the guy who pushed like Game Pass and then like Xbox One, where it was back then. And then after all that hard work, that's when he got promoted to head. Good for you, Phil. You you definitely know what the hell you're doing. So don't fuck us on the pricing though in the future. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I mean everything right now is dandy. So I hope they just keep going the route that they are. And if they do, we'll be golden pony boy.
Oh yeah, I'm curious to see what other acquisitions that we'll see later this year. Because there's been a lot of buzz around, you know, Twitter and everything. Like, Tom Warren is tweeting. He's like, there's definitely going to be some interesting acquisition news coming in the future.
Yeah, the dominoes are just going to continue to fall.
Yeah, so whatever comes, I mean, more cream on the pie, I guess, for us, so to speak.
Cream on the pie?
You never had a cream pie?
Oh, I've had a cream pie. I've had a cream pie, buddy.
Yeah, you have?
Oh, baby. Ooh, baby.
You heard it here first, folks. Carl had a cream pie.
Love me an ice cream pie.
Oh, God. Well, speaking of on the video game news, I found this story just absolutely baffling in regards. Somehow, the recently released GTA Trilogy remaster has sold 10 million copies.
Remastered.
Yeah, quote, remastered. And my question is, like, who the hell bought this game and why? Like, I don't understand.
Ubay! Nostalgia, and they didn't know Ubay! It was riddled with bugs and graphically not that updated.
Bro, it looked like a dumpster fire on release. It was worse than Cyberpunk 2077. The article I read, one of the guy's quotes, he's like, GTA Remastered came out, it was riddled with bugs that would make even Cyberpunk flinch at it. That's how bad I heard the game was when it came out. So I don't understand how people bought it other than just nostalgia stake. Because,
well, you know that. Well, the other thing too is we haven't had a Grand Theft Auto game since 2013.
True.
So people just want more GTA content. It's not like their fan base is like hurting, you know, like GTA yeah. 5 is still popping. So when they saw the remaster, everybody probably didn't even think about it. They're just like, pre-order, buy, you know.
Yeah, and
I thought about it. I'm not gonna lie to you,
I did not think about it at all.
San Andreas is on Game Pass, so I ended up just playing that.
Yeah, San Andreas was a huge popular game when it first released. When was that? But like back in like 04 or something, 03?
I don't know. I wasn't allowed to play it back then.
Yeah, just way back in the day. It was like almost the number one played game like through 2-3 years in a row.
That was just a teeny tiny smalls.
Just the wee little tyke. What's up, Reb? Hello, hello. Welcome. What's poppin'? I am the captain of the stream for this podcast this week, so we're plowing through it right now. So, and another question I wanted to convey to you, Carl, is this a conspiracy theory with Rockstar? Do you think that they bought their own copies of their remastered, make the game more successful than it was?
I do like the idea behind your conspiracy theory.
I'm all for them.
I need some more facts to back it, and I'll push it for you, buddy. I always got your back.
Once we see like thousands and thousands of copies just in a landfill, then we'll know for sure that Rockstar bought them. I still don't believe that 10 million people bought that game. Maybe like a few million at most, especially after the reviews came out for the game, because baby, it was bad.
I just feel like GTA has got such a big following that it just happened pretty organically, to be honest with you.
Yeah, true.
The game's been around forever, and it's arguably at the peak of its popularity right now. So I think people just didn't even think about it. They just bought it, and they're enjoying the nostalgia, even though it's a little bit riddled with bugs. But
was it a $40 game? $30?
I want to say $40, but I'm not sure.
It sounds right. I feel like it was $40.
$40 feels right, but I'm not sure.
And what's going on with the GTA news? I don't know if we talked about it on stream, did we? Where they announced GTA 6 was in development.
We did not talk about it on stream. I think it's something that's been kind of like hypothesized and discussed on earlier episodes, but they officially announced that today. And one of the other games that we talked about when we still had that bitch friend around was that they canceled Bully 2.
Oh, yeah.
There's another report coming out that it's saying it's in development. So, hey, Rockstar, you want to make up your mind?
Yeah, make up your damn mind.
Yeah.
But
quit pulling on my heartstrings, you fuckers.
Yeah, I don't. It's so weird to see news that GTA 6 is in development because when I hear that news, it means that they just started developing it, which they should have done years and years ago at this point.
I don't think I necessarily believe that they just started, but who knows? I mean, they've been riding the coattails of GTA 5 for so long now.
Yeah. And, I mean, they're probably just going to use the same IP, but make it bigger and better, more activities to do and all that stuff. So,
we'll see. Did you see what Mama said? That is a vibe.
This school get high. Oh my god.
That's a fucking vibe.
Hell yeah, dude. I kind of wish I played that game back in the day, but you know, I was just like, you know, I was a wee little tyke.
Just teeny tiny.
Oh. What do we got next? We got, ooh, this one I thought was pretty interesting. I'd love to talk about it. But Tom Holland, our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, came out saying that he would love to do a live-action movie of Jack and Dexter.
So he's in bed with Sony, right?
Yeah, he is definitely in bed with Sony right now.
Yeah, whoever is the head of Sony is just juggling his balls, dude. He's like, how much money do you want?
You need it, we got it. Sony, it's all for you.
Got him for Spider-Man, Uncharted, and now he's hyping up like Jack and Dexter. Mm-hmm. I think this is actually all part of like Sony's plot to get more into the movie industry. As we mentioned last week, after acquiring Bungie, they're going to pursue a Destiny film.
Yeah. Or like TV series and all that stuff. Anything media related.
I think that's the way Sony's going. Do you see a world where potentially Sony gets out of games in general? Or gets kind of absorbed by maybe Microsoft? So that their platform games are still being sold, but they're almost like more into the movie industry? I think it's a little far-fetched, but who knows?
If that would happen, it wouldn't happen for decades at the very minimum. Sony would...
Decades plural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Sony still has a really good line of exclusives, and they have done their own studio acquisition, so they can start making new exclusives for PlayStation. I definitely believe that in the future, they want to transition those games to either, you know, like shows, movies, like animated shows and all that stuff. So it definitely would make sense because you got like God of War, what you said, Uncharted, Spider-Man, all that stuff. But my question, going back to Jack and Dexter, is a two-parter. One, would you want to see this?
Yes.
And two, who do you think should play Dexter? I got two people in mind for that one.
For Dexter?
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't, like, CGI him?
You'd have to CGI. I would say voice acting.
Voice acting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. The first one that came to mind, but I actually don't think this would work, someone that is comparable to Seth Rogen, like a funny, sarcastic, witty kind of guy.
Yeah,
you know.
Why
so
not Seth Rogen?
Because he's too like stoner, like chill bro, like hippie guy. I think you need someone that's like a little bit more like serious asshole, sarcastic vibe.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds has been in so much right now.
It sounds like a good fit, but at the same time, it doesn't. Brian was saying that, but my two choices, which I think are fantastic, one, Danny DeVito.
Okay.
Danny DeVito is Dexter, because I feel like he's just like the perfect amount of humor, you know, like raunchiness, you know, like within a certain limit and everything. He's got that charisma too.
If he's got like some adaptability to his voice, I could see that.
Yeah. Just like a little higher pitch him, or the true OG, the one and only Mark Hamill, voice acting Dexter.
Okay, I could get down with that.
Yeah, because Mark Hamill, you don't realize it, but he has been voice acting for literal decades now, and he's been in all of our favorite, you know, childhood shows and everything. And the most iconic one, he played Joker in the Batman.
So, dude, my only thing with that is like, if you're making a Jack and Daxter series, right, you're not stopping at the first one. So do you want a voice actor that's already old if you're going to be doing a potential trilogy, right?
Well, I mean, Mark Hamill's voice doesn't really change, you know? Like, he's got so much range.
I know that. I'm just saying, like how old is Mark Hamill, right? Like, what if he...
70-something.
What if he dies during production of Jack 2, you know?
Then you get another one.
Yeah, I mean, you could always replace the voice actor, but I don't know.
Yeah, oh, that's what makes it so special.
Do you think you'll have to throw a band at Mark Hamill?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean,
Sony's got bands, but, like...
Yeah, I mean, on top of him being so iconic in the movie, and I mean, like, he's just been in, like, literal, like, hundreds of... His voice, just, it can go in any direction you want. So if he dies, you know, like way, way in the future,
this is so fucked up.
You know, if you know, like the true legend passes away and gets sent into the Force and everything, I don't know who would.
Force Ghost?
Yeah, he could Force Ghost him. I don't know who would replace him, but I mean, there's plenty of voice actors out there that don't get enough recognition. And that's why I kind of want him to do it, because when you watch those first seasons, you'll just instantly recognize his voice and just fall in love with the show instantly. And then, like, as you get in the later season, you, like, notice, like, the voice change. You're like, huh, it sounds a little different now.
Brian's actually got... I actually don't mind that one at all. He said James Franco. James Franco is, like, on the low right now, too, because of... He had some, like, weird shit, like sex scandal or something, right?
James Franco? What's his little brother's name? James Franco's the one in the interview, right, with Seth Rogen?
Yeah, what's the little one's name? I can't remember.
I forget his. Yeah, he's got... I was thinking James Franco would be good. Actually, he would be really good.
Yeah, I actually like... That's a great suggestion. But, like, he's kind of, like, banned in Hollywood right now because of whatever happened before. I don't know what the whole story was, but...
Sexual assault case, the Me Too movement and everything. Same thing with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Well, I do like that. I don't know if it'll happen, but... I like the question.
Yeah, no, it's...
I'd love to see a Jack and Daxter film, though.
Yeah, I think it would be fantastic. Not like super live action, you know, it's like kind of like mixed with a lot of CGI and everything.
Like Detective Pikachu vibes.
Yeah, exactly like that. Oh, that would be fantastic. Dude, could you imagine like the post-apocalyptic, like in the desert, they got like the Mad Max vehicles and like all those scenes where you just blow up other cars and everything.
Those were some of my favorite games growing up. So like, I'm all about it.
I still have the PS2 cases on bookshelves. I think Walker took one.
Oh yeah, dude, I have all three games on PS2, mm-hmm. like at home.
Yeah, dude, that is just, yeah, it's gonna, I hope that they do it because it will be fantastic. So last bit of video game news before we start moving on. We got some more thrilling Battlefield 2042 news.
I signed this today.
Did you really?
I did that.
So anyways, if you guys don't know, there's been a petition going around to get refunds for Battlefield 2042. And I read this on Monday, but IGN just came out with an article earlier today, and apparently already 60,000 players have signed this petition to get their money back for the game.
I signed it when I was at 73.
Really? 73 people?
1,000.
Oh, 73,000. Holy shit. So that's even more. Yeah, it's going to be up to 100K by the end of the week then. That's actually crazy.
Yeah, no, I saw the article today and IGN had a link to it. I was like,
do it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I made an investment. It was a bad investment. I'll bite the bullet. I'll sign the petition if it means getting $70 back.
Yeah, wholeheartedly good. I had the foresight to know that game was trash, and I stay strong on my opinions when I know a game is trash. I knew Call of Duty Vanguard was going to be terrible, Battlefield 2042, and even Call of Duty. I didn't buy Call of Duty Modern Warfare. That game was good, but it was also trash at the same time.
See, I'll argue that point. The campaign was great. The multiplayer was great. And you played a lot of it until whatever like went on with the Xbox sharing fucked up, and then you stopped playing.
That was when I got my Series X, and Walker's account wasn't on my thing, and I was too lazy to ask him for his account info.
So I don't want to. I know you're the Oracle fish, all right?
I am the Oracle,
but I don't want to hear.
I see everything.
I don't want to hear that Call of Duty Modern Warfare was a bad investment, because it was not. That was the beginning of Warzone too.
Well, I mean, there's no other damn games to play at that point. I mean, like, we were still playing Apex and everything, but like, we weren't really grinding ranks or anything, so it was all Call of Duty, and our whole friend group got it, so I said, fuck it, I need to get Walker's account thing. And
hey, Call of Duty Modern Warfare was a good game.
I'll give it one thing. The campaign was pretty dope. I did like it.
Campaign, multiplayer, gunfight, Warzone. Well, that was the last good Call of Duty in recent memory.
Very true.
Everything since that has been trash.
One core memory I always have is when you and I did that gun game tournament, or was it gun? That tournament?
Yeah, the gun game tournaments that they had that with DCU, like every fucking, like every other game. Yeah.
we came in first place for that, and I remember just like
the first one we played.
Yeah, I literally just like got on Xbox for the day, and you're just like, hey, you want to do this tournament? I was like, yeah, screw it, let's do it, why not? And we just ended up winning the whole thing. That was pretty fun to do.
Off on a tangent here. Battlefield though, yeah, like,
yeah, I mean,
about the petition, I'll check it like while we move forward here.
Mm-hmm.
What it's at, but if I can get my money back, I'm all about it, because I literally played that game for like an hour and I was like, yep, this ain't it.
Yeah, no, I just did not want any part of that. I know Jim wanted to he tried really hard for me to buy the game. I was just like, no, I'm not spending $70 on a game I'll play for a week.
So listen, I'll still dabble with it like here and there. Like I'm gonna play with Jim and Byer one of these nights. I can get these boys on at the same time, and I'll dabble with it. Like, it's still got good things to it, but like, for what was kind of hyped up and like lack of features and stuff.
What, a lot of lack of features and just bugs and glitches, server issues, and just basic things missing from the game, like the scoreboard and being able to join friends. I mean, it's just like, how do you miss those core features? It just baffles my mind. And
Sorry to cut you off. I have an update for you.
Yeah, what's the number?
As of 2 hours ago, TechSpot came out with an article that it's past 85,000.
Oh, if it keeps getting like news media on this, I won't be surprised if it like passes 250,000 people by next week.
I saw, I don't know who it was. It was like one of those things that on your like Twitter Discover page or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but it was a verified account that said the only thing that can save Battlefield now is if they make it free to play.
I don't even think it'll save it. Even if you make it free to play, you still have all those issues.
Yeah,
they're just gonna load the store with like ridiculous microtransactions. Do they have a battle pass in that?
I have no idea.
And they'll have a battle pass that probably will be underwhelming. It's first season too. I don't know. I just don't see the game recovering for at least another year or two.
I'll say this though, kind of going off the same tangent, I will eat a little crow on this. Halo is supposed to be a live service game. This update that's hitting in February better fucking hit, and it better hit hard.
I wholeheartedly agree. The Halo community has been very patient and understanding, to say the least, for these updates. So
game has been out for 3 months. We have one new game mode.
True.
And no new maps.
Limited time mode too.
What? Attrition, that's what I'm talking about. Fiesta's not new. Fiesta's been in Halo forever.
Oh, that's what you meant. One actual new. Yeah. Nah, I see.
The only one is I just said it and I can't remember now.
You blanking on it?
Shit. 60%.
60%, baby.
But you know what I'm saying, like, if I'm going to dog Battlefield, I'll eat crow a little bit about Halo.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come out with this update and they hit a home run with it, I'll be good to go, because we have 83 days until co-op and Forge hit.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
83 days until Season 2 of Halo Infinite and co-op and Forge hit. So this update is literally going to be the life of Halo as far as like Twitch and the overall community goes. I'll still be playing it because I love Halo.
Halo's definitely still
saying for like the general population, like this
just
needs
the longevity of the game.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a good word. Longevity of the game and the life of the game, like as of right now, you know. and I've been saying this, and I should tweet it so I can timestamp this thing.
Yeah.
My prediction, what they need to do is they need to fix Big Team Battle. And I think one of the ways they fix Big Team Battle, give me Blood Gulch, Coagulation, give it to me, you know? Yeah.
I'm not particularly fond of the new Big Team Battle maps. That one, the one
they're trash. I don't really like them. I think they're trash.
The forest one, the one where like you go like in the middle of the mountain and everything. That one's not terrible. The other two ones are definitely, But then again, I agree with you because like Big Team Battle just did not work whatsoever.
Yeah.
And but we'll see. It will take, I would say, like another week or two before this update comes out. So hoping for the best for Halo because we desperately.
I'll say this too. Tink says I love Halo now, since I've grinded and got better. But that's part of the problem, right? Is mm-hmm. that the casual fan isn't enjoying the game.
Yeah.
And the majority of people are casual. They're not sweats like you and I.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's no incentive for them to play it beyond the battle pass. If they can't finish the battle pass because they're a casual player, all the lower tiers of the battle pass are just not worth getting. There's nothing really good in the battle pass until you hit like the last 10 levels of it, which is just, you know, a little disappointing.
So if anybody's familiar with the Halo community, you've heard of Mint Blitz. He had a good tweet today. The skin that they're doing for Twitch drops is actually a skin from Halo 5 that you got from hitting max level.
Oh,
so now people are salty because they're like,
I would be too. Yeah.
Like I grinded a 152 in Halo 5 and now you're giving away on a Twitch drop.
Is that the upcoming tournament this weekend? Because I did see some things about it.
It's the tournament this weekend. So, yeah, if you guys watch Halo on Twitch from the 11th to the 13th, you can get this skin. But, like, a lot of the people... Like, the biggest strength of Halo is its community that has just been there for every game, even if it's trash. And I feel like they kind of dog the community in a way by replicating this skin that people grinded for. And now they're just giving it away in a Twitch drop.
It's microtransaction era, baby. They know that they sell all the good stuff, one, by, you know, getting eyes on their game, and two, in their shop and everything. The battle passes are honestly just secondary to them. They know that they make money off the battle passes, but it's not a lot of money, comparatively speaking, to the store. Because, like, you buy one bundle out of the store, and you're paying $12, $15, $18.
So they are reworking the store, though, I will say that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're making it so you can buy pieces of the bundle individually, which is a big step forward. They're keeping this whole update under wraps. I just hope they do it right, you know?
Right, yeah. You're hoeing?
I'm what?
You're hoeing?
I am cautiously optimistic, as I am with a lot of games nowadays.
I am
100%.
Dude, I know. It's just like you want to be so excited for games nowadays, but you just like knowing the industry as a whole and like what developers have to go through. It's just tough. It's just tough to be that excited for. Just know they always come out with a live service excuse and they're like, "Oh, we'll fix the game 6 months after release." Now, and it's just, you know, it's frustrating for a player, especially when you play it every day, to like waiting and hoping
right
they fix all these problems that you encounter.
I'll tell you something that I'm also what's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Something else I'm cautiously optimistic for, because I feel like they go in trends, is the Super Bowl advertisements. And
yeah, good point.
We have a handful of them that lined up that are projected to be advertisements this year, a lot of them being different movie trailer releases.
And shows, a lot of shows too.
Shows as well. So we have a list here. If you want to just run through them real quick, and then let me know, like, what do you think is the one you're most hyped for, and the one that you're like, throw in the trash.
Well, I mean, this first one, which I would agree that everyone is excited for, you know, to their grandmothers and back, is The Rings of Power, the new Lord of the Rings show coming out on Amazon Prime, which is what, releasing beginning of September. That, I can say, everyone will be hyped for, and I hope that they don't fuck it up. So, what do you think about it?
I mean, on that list that you're looking at there, that's number one for me.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ring of Power, dude. I finally got Haley to start watching Lord of the Rings with me. So I'm like fully invested in Lord of the Rings again because we're watching them all. So that's number one on my list. But there's another a lot of good other ones on there. Like, what's another one on the list? Like Black Adam, I think
Yeah,
is one.
we got Black Adam starring The Rock Johnson. We got a new Jurassic World movie coming out. That comes out in June, called Jurassic World Dominion.
Cautiously optimistic.
They're good. They're
They're
good.
fun movies.
They are fun movies. You can't take them
That one's
seriously.
supposed to get back to like the horror roots though, which I'm
Yeah,
excited
that
about.
would be cool. Do you know anything about this other movie called Nope? Apparently, it's made by Jordan Peele.
I was about to say that's all I know about it is it's Jordan Peele's latest horror film.
Yeah, he made Get Out and what was the other one with
The other one was
the
yeah, I didn't like the other one, whatever it was. I thought it was trash.
family? I remember
It wasn't
watching
a
like.
horror film.
Yeah, no, I watched like half of it and I think I fell asleep. Then I didn't try
Yeah, I
rewatching it.
mean, it's like somebody goes back in time and they're a slave and then they keep going through like their ancestors' like
Lineage?
lineage, thank you. Well, I didn't it's horrible what slaves went through as, but it's not a horror movie. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah, I
not
see what you're
like
saying.
it's not somebody getting stabbed or a demon coming and possessing somebody.
Yeah, we don't see like Mr. Scream coming out of the closet with a
Right,
gun.
it's not like a traditional horror film, which is what I was expecting going in, and I'm just like, this is more of like a history lesson.
Yeah, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
It's
I
not
love.
a bad thing by
Yeah.
any means, but it's not what I'm looking for when I'm watching a horror movie,
Yeah,
right?
especially when they advertise it as a horror movie and that's not what you get. Because that's what happened with Midsommar when we saw the trailers for it.
I still haven't seen that actually.
Yeah, they like advertise it as a horror movie and it just turned out to be like sort of suspenseful type deal, more of it just like a weird cult like movie.
Right.
So Carl needs to change his charge his brain. I definitely agree with you, Spartan.
You can find a charger, bro. I'll copy it.
Yeah, let's get a charger for Carl. Excited for the Halo show. Yeah, we talked about it a lot. We're definitely excited. Tank, it's not on Amazon, it's on Paramount Plus. So that
Yeah,
should
I
be
got you, Tinky. But you can't be logged in at the same time as me. Otherwise, I'll drive the PA and stab you in the heart.
good. We can watch the episodes at your place when depending on if it's like episode by episode or just the whole season.
I'll stream them through Discord. I was talking to my buddy the other day. There's a way to deactivate something on your web browser so that you're able to port them into Discord.
Oh my God.
So we can watch the Halo show together in Discord.
Carl, you need to mute yourself when you say that because that sounds highly illegal.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh yeah, there you go. There you go. Not incriminating. Oh, another movie that I think a lot of people will be hyped for is the new Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. That's gonna be dope.
Yeah, I'm all in on that one. I love Doctor Strange. He's definitely one of he might be in my top five like Marvel characters. I love Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I'm
he's definitely one of my favorite too.
really hyped for that one. What else we got on the list there?
Let's see. We also got Moon Knight.
I know nothing about that one, but I've heard the trailer was awesome or whatever they like teased.
The teaser trailer was, a teaser trailer. That's all I can say. That show's gonna be in a weird spot with I don't know if we talked about it on the show or anything. I remember mentioning it too. But the main actor for Moon Knight, he's some French actor, I forget his name right now, but he actually passed away after the filming of the show during a skiing accident.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so he was on vacation after he was done filming and he like collided with like another skier and he like hit his head and everything. He had to get airlifted to the hospital and he passed away hours. It sucks to hear. I am excited to see the show though, but yeah, it's gonna be in a
Is the
weird
show
spot.
not a movie?
It is a series, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, the next MCU TV series, Moon Knight. So it looks good. I don't know much about Moon Knight because he's mostly like a comic book character and everything. He hasn't had any screen time, anything. So I hope that'll be good, and we'll see what in the future what that show will hold.
This next one you got pulled up there, Mama is gonna know nothing about.
Oh yeah. Another exciting Star Wars show. We got Obi-Wan Kenobi, which if Disney doesn't come out with a trailer during the halftime show, I they're fucking up. They're really fucking up because
they got bands. I mean, throw a couple mil on a Star Wars trailer, like why not?
Couple mil, throw like 50 mil at it.
Yeah, for 30 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's like, yeah, this show's gonna be absolutely insane. Do they have the original guy, Ian McGregor?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, he's not that old, and he's like probably mid-40s.
I have no idea, man. I think he's the one that's doing it.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a good show. This one, I haven't seen it, the first one, but we got Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That's another rumored movie trailer that's gonna be shown at the halftime, or during the Super Bowl and everything. So, did you ever see the first Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
No, I heard it was fun though. Like it was like entertaining.
Yeah, people said it was really good after they did the rework with Sonic to make him more like his character. People absolutely loved the movie, and plus you got Jim Carrey playing as Dr.
I believe so.
Eggman? Egg guy?
Eggman, yeah.
Yeah, something egg guy. It's a different generation of games for me.
I'm happy to see like Jim Carrey back in the acting too, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't think anyone disagrees. Everyone loves Jim Carrey, so. And a few more we got here. We got Stranger Things. That would be season four if it comes out. So three?
Four, I think.
Sure?
I think it's four.
It's been a minute since I've seen Stranger.
I've only seen season one, and I think I was two behind.
I remember the second season was without spoiling anything. There's like a big monster in it. I don't think there's a season three. So it would have to be season three of Stranger Things. Hopefully they show that. I wouldn't bet on it. That seems like a lower end priority, especially for the Super Bowl ads.
Netflix got that money though, and that's a big one.
Netflix does have that money, but you gotta put it in perspective too. We're talking only about like shows and TVs, like movies and TV shows and everything. But you also gotta think of the beer commercials. You gotta think of the car commercials and like all the other shitty brands out there. Watch too.
I mean, the other thing,
car insurance.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing though too is like, it doesn't have to be a commercial that happens every time, right? Mm-hmm. With the Super Bowl, you have so much variety because they're paying so much for these ads.
Right.
A lot of different stuff. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to have, you know, 80% of these that we're listing.
Well, the thing that's a little tricky with these, you know, like trailers and everything, people watch the Super Bowl commercials because they're like so weird and far fetched, right? Like they just do like crazy things, you know, like the Doritos commercials and everything.
The next one you're about to mention is right up that alley.
Oh. I forgot about this one. Yeah.
Can't wait for this one.
Yeah, what let the viewers know. What is it?
Minions.
The new another rumor it is Minions, The Rise of Gru, which I didn't even know was a thing till now.
I'm pumped. I didn't know it was a thing for a while either. And then I saw that they're making one, I was like, no.
No way.
Yeah.
Dude,
this is one I'm going to see at the like 10 p.m. launch because they don't have midnight launches for kid movies. So I'll be at the 10 p.m. launch.
Yeah, that those movies are definitely like those guilty pleasure things you watch. You're just
I love the Minions.
I don't want anyone to know that I'm watching them, but I'm going to anyways. It's
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, Steve Carell voice acts Gru and everything. So
yeah,
you gotta love that guy too.
Yeah, that
and I hate him.
That's what I'll be doing in the theater. Once the trailers are done, the lights go down. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, baby. Speaking of ooh, baby, we got Brink Squad coming with 100 biddies. So thank you, Brinky. Appreciate your support for the channel and everything. So that is all the rumored trailers and TV shows that we know of that could possibly, you know, like air during the halftime or just during the Super Bowl in general. So it's definitely exciting to see. There's a lot of content coming out, especially in the like movie and TV media. So I guess we'll find out. Carl, what do we got for the sports news? You want to hit it off real quick?
Yeah, man, I'll take the lead on the sports news here.
Hell yeah.
Kind of going off the tangent of the Super Bowl. One of the participants in the Super Bowl, CJ Uzama, the Bengals tight end,
yep,
sprained his MCL. I believe it was in the AFC Championship game.
Yes.
Against the Chiefs. And there's a lot of speculation as to whether or not he'll play. After like little pep rally that they had for the Bengals before traveling out to LA to play in this game, he actually took his knee brace off.
Really?
Threw it into the crowd and said, "I'm playing in the Super Bowl. You don't have to worry about me."
Yeah, right.
So immediately the thing I thought of was, I remember back in high school, I was playing varsity as a sophomore at safety. And one of the first things we did in 2 days, Coach Dodd made us research the position. He goes, "I want you to research these players, see how bad they wanted it. This is how bad you need to want it."
Yeah. Yeah.
So the player I got was Ronnie Lott.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lott won 5 Super Bowls. One of the ones he played in, he was not supposed to. He broke his finger so bad that he wasn't going to be able to play in the game. So he said, "Cut it off."
Yeah. His left pinky finger.
His left
got amputated.
Finger. He got cut off so he could continue to play football. So if that's not the most badass thing ever, then I don't know what is.
If that doesn't show your dedication to the game, I don't know what will. But speaking of that, we have we actually have a list of other players who have gone you know, like above and beyond to get the dub for their team the postseason. So
Rivers.
Yeah, so first one that we have is actually Philip Rivers. Played on a torn ACL. That was during the 2008 AFC Divisional Playoffs against the Colts.
That's when it occurred in the divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't one that popped in my head immediately. Obviously, the memories from football and Ronnie Lott, that popped in my head. But I do remember this.
Oh, he played.
He injured
it that game.
Tore his ACL in the divisional game.
Yeah.
And then was in the AFC Championship game.
Against the Patriots.
Against the Patriots, trying to get to a Super Bowl, playing on a torn ACL.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. I mean, but your leg literally wouldn't be able to move.
Painkillers? I have no idea.
A lot of painkillers, a lot of tape. A lot of tape.
Yeah, a lot of tape. So he's, number one on that Bleacher Report list there?
Yeah. Coming in second.
I watched this game. This was miserable.
So, yeah, this happened in the 2009 season. We had Matthew Stafford. He came back from his injury to win a game. And what did he get injured?
I think he, broke his collarbone or something.
His collarbone? Really?
I think that's what it was. I can't remember exactly. But I remember watching this game.
Oh, I actually remember it now. Holy shit. I think It was his collarbone. Something like that, because he was holding his arm up and everything.
If I recall correctly, it was the end of the game. It looked like the Browns had it. Of course it happens against the Browns.
Of course.
I really hope Mac Ramo's not in the chat right now, because he probably remembers this one as well.
Yeah.
Stafford throws a bomb. Defensive pass interference. He goes out. They got a play on the goal line. I think it might have been third or fourth down on the goal line. Not much time left. The Browns call a timeout. That timeout stems Stafford coming back into the game injured, throwing a touchdown.
A nice Hail Mary.
And the Lions beat the Browns.
That only happens to the Browns, by the way. No other team. Maybe the Steelers. But, you know, a lot to the Browns. Next on this list, we have Terrell Owens. And he played with a broken leg. This was back in 2004. And he played he played in the Super Bowl 39 appearance. I can't do Roman numerals.
I know.
I'm trying to read these Roman numerals.
I saw you trying to read the Roman numerals.
Right? XXXIX, 39.
I can see it from here.
3 X's, an I, and an X. That's 39.
You're leading the show today, man.
I am. I can't. The Roman numerals are a whole different.
You're reading Roman numerals, and you can't host.
Hey, at least I can do the intro properly, Carl. How about you, huh?
Hey, that's a fair point.
Silence. That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, but he played with a broken leg, so that's actually phenomenal.
Well, not only did he play with a broken leg, what did he go for? 9 receptions, 122 yards?
He caught 9 passes, 122 yards in a game.
Look at that. I guess the brain is working a little bit.
A little bit working, 61% right now. Ooh, baby, you're pushing it up there.
We're at 65 and growing.
This one is pretty crazy. Did you read about this one, Carl?
That was one I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah, I didn't hear about this one. This one is way back in the day. This was like 1979. But Jack Youngblood, he only missed one game in his 14-year NFL career, and he also broke his leg. It broke during the 1979 divisional playoff against the Cowboys. But instead of missing the rest of the playoffs, he returned to action and ended up playing in the Super Bowl.
See, the thing with that, though, is not only did he break his leg, he broke his fibula.
Really? Oh my
Yeah.
God.
So that's, I mean, between
How?
I have drugs, painkillers. I mean, that's the only rationale, right?
I was back in the, like late 70s, so regulation was pretty lackluster back then. So who knows? Maybe he just like had a full on what do you call those, a splint on it.
Yeah, who
Maybe he
knows,
just
man?
like literally played with that and hoped to God that nobody hit his leg.
The game was so much rougher back then, dude. They were probably diving at his
Oh,
leg.
they have the brass knuckles on. They're just denting each other's helmets.
But and then so the guy we talked about at first, Ronnie Lott, he's actually fifth on this list. So
Yeah.
we'll move on from the list here. But those were the top five, like, and they're all pretty insane, to be honest.
Yeah,
I can't imagine playing football with a broken leg.
Playing with injuries like that, it's not just thinking about your career. It's just for the love of the game, especially when you're going for, like divisional playoffs and even Super Bowl wins and everything. You gotta give it your all.
So yeah, I mean, I respect the hell out of Uzama for doing that. That was pretty cool. But I don't think it stacks up in this top 10 at all. But kind of going off of CJ Uzama, we have another CJ McCollum that was making some news.
Oh yeah, a bunch of CJs this week.
Bunch of CJs, the week of the CJ. CJ McCollum actually just got traded from the Portland Trailblazers over to the Pelicans. So now the Pelicans kind of have like lightweight their own big three.
Ooh, baby.
They got Brandon Ingram, Zion, and now they got CJ McCollum, who just absolutely straps. To be honest, like, I was a little bit upset about this because I've been kind of like a bandwagon Blazers fan. Because,
Really?
well, Damian Lillard has been so persistent that he is not leaving Portland. He wants to stay in Portland. They drafted him. He's like one of the few loyal guys left in the NBA.
I do respect him for that.
So that's why he's one of my favorite players. So to see like his homie leave, get traded, it kind of burns a little bit. But
Like Gronk and Brady splitting up.
yeah, man, it sucks. But it seems like Portland with this trade is ready to tear it down, which is unfortunate. I just hope Dame can get out of Portland now and get into a better situation. I think he went live on Twitter the other day and was basically saying like, "Bron, come get me. Come get me,
Really?
Bron." And in my head, that makes a lot of sense because Westbrook hasn't meshed very well with LeBron and AD. The Lakers are looking for a spark. Damian Lillard could be that spark. So I don't know if Westbrook ends up in Portland and, Damian Lillard in LA. That'd be pretty crazy. I'd like to see that. I think encompassing this whole trade, I think the Lakers are eighth in the West right now, and the Pelicans are 10th, I believe. Maybe,
How far
but
are they in the season right now? I haven't paid much attention to the
I
NBA.
want to say we're somewhere in between 50 and 60 games into the season in an 82 game season. So we're
More than
getting,
half.
yeah, trade deadline's coming up here. We got the All-Star game in Cleveland coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So if anybody, I actually won't be here, so never mind. I was gonna say if anybody wants to come up for the All-Star game, feel free. I won't be here, so.
Who do you think is top of the league right now? Like in wins and
I believe it is the Suns.
the Suns, really?
Yeah, they got a young core. And actually one of our like bets or spreads for tonight is Suns and Bucks, which I believe the Bucks are ahead of the East and the Suns are the head of the West.
Ooh, that'll be an interesting game.
So,
Not the Golden State Warriors, huh?
no, Warriors are looking nice. I think they're three or four on the West. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I gotta hype up the hometown team too. You're wearing the beanie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Cavs are looking nice. They got a nice young core that's being built with a ton of 7-footers. Our starting lineup, when healthy, has 3 7-footers on the floor.
Damn, holy shit.
Yeah, so like they're kind of like the new wave of the NBA, like lightweight. So you have a couple of young teams that are really coming up. Like the Suns kind of came out of nowhere with D-Book, DeAndre Ayton,
yeah,
Chris Paul, you know, and they're continuing it onto this year as the number one seed in the West, making a real argument for one of the better teams in the league. And I don't think the Cavs are too far behind that. I think, you know, we're on our way. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm very curious to see how the Cavs play in the second half of the season. It's like what you said. If we're healthy, which is a big what if, I do believe that they can make it far in the playoffs if they can get there.
It's going to depend on what seed we get and who we're playing and what round, you know.
How are the Lakers doing too, you know? Ronnie.
I think, like I was saying, I think the Lakers are at 8 in the West right now.
Oh, yeah.
They've been so up and down, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with that, though, is like LeBron always turns it on the playoffs. So
it is true. Yeah.
We'll see, but they got to like make it there. Like if they're one of the bottom seeds and they got to play the Suns first round, like I think they're gone. They got to, you know what I mean?
You want to put a bet on it? Do you think that'll happen?
If it does happen, it's gonna happen. The Suns will beat the Lakers. So end of season comes, we'll put a bet on it.
It's a weird season to be talking about how, you know, like the Lakers and the Warriors aren't like the, you know, like the top teams in the league. I swear to God, that's all we've been hearing, at least to my knowledge. You know, like I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I swear to God, that's all I hear is just Lakers and Golden State.
Well, I mean, because those teams have so many stories around them. That's why.
Powerhouse.
Wherever LeBron goes, there's going to be a story, even if they're not like a great team.
True.
Whereas the Cavs really aren't getting much love until recently, where Stephen A. Smith actually said that he wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs made it out of the East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we'll see, man. It's refreshing that the NBA actually has some variety to it.
Yeah.
Instead of the same team, same players going constantly.
The dynasties going on.
Right. I think there's a little bit of a shift in the league right now where there's a lot of good players that are young that are starting to kind of make their stamp on the league, you know, as where some of the older players may be fading a little bit.
Yeah, true.
You got teams just playing different ways. Like the Suns played a completely different way. The Cavs are playing a completely different way. And I'm enjoying the NBA more now than I have in recent years.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the Cavs being good contributes to that, but...
Right. Rep just says, Lakers suck. There's a lot of injuries.
Yeah, because they're all old as hell, man.
Old as shit. Yeah. they just roll their ankle like, season-ending injury.
They lost their best player, Caruso.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Bucks. Wow, you're rooting for the Bucks tonight, huh?
I think they actually play tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
I believe it's tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I thought today was Thursday.
We usually do it on Thursday, so that's
exactly. My timeline's all messed up.
Back onto the Wednesdays. Kind of a weird thing that came out of this whole MLB lockout is the fact that the MLB will not be testing for steroids this year.
That's right. Yeah, we were just talking about it.
For the first time in 20 years, the MLB will not be testing for steroids, which I think the whole narrative behind it is like hella ironic because they just didn't let Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's arguably one of the best players ever. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
They didn't let him in.
That seems like a big fuck you to him.
Yeah,
exactly. Like a huge one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They didn't let him in because of steroids, which he never tested positive for while he was playing, I believe.
Yeah.
And now they're not even going to test players for the first time in 20 years. So I don't know, man. Like I say this to everybody. I think the NFL is the best league. MLB is a shit show. The commissioner is an idiot. They don't know how to advertise their superstars. The league's not fair. I could go on and on. But I feel like baseball needs to get Manfred the fuck out of there because he just keeps making the game worse.
Yeah, obviously, like, each franchise is trying to make money. But, like, MLB, that's, like, all they care about. Like, they don't care about regulations, how the players feel, or just, like, anything else. It just, like, one of the quotes that I heard that, like, kind of stuck with me when it, like, relates to MLB, it's, like, if you're not trying to cheat, then you're not trying to win.
Right.
So, and it just like, it, this is just like another story you hear that just like makes that statement true, you know?
Right.
So it just, I don't know. It just, there's like so much cheating and just all this ridiculous things going on with it.
I wonder if we can place a bet on, like a prop bet on home runs for the year. I'm banking on a new home run record this year with all the roids that are about to be.
Bro, I wouldn't doubt it. You're going to be seeing people looking like Popeye in the next season with this new deregulation.
Yeah, the whole thing seems goofy to me. I think it's another backwards move for baseball, and it seems like that's the only thing they can do is move backwards.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Whenever I think of MLB, I don't think of good news. Because, like, I only see the highlights that SportsCenter posts and everything. And it's usually, like, a pitcher putting, like, pine tar on his hands so he gets better grip on a baseball. Or people still put corks in their bats to,
Like I was telling you, they're using suntan lotion to grip the ball better.
Yeah, that's right. So it's just like, get your shit together, okay? It's literally America's oldest sport, like dating back, what, to like 1920s? Maybe.
They should just make roids legal.
Yeah. Either make roids legal or just have more regulation. One of the two.
Cranking the ball out of the park.
Yeah, right? Just, if you're going to go like Super Saiyan in these games, just go full throttle, baby. Like, I want to see...
Fight, too.
I want to see, like...
Have roid rage, more home runs. Just go for it.
Just full-out brawls again. Like, bring us back to, like, the 50s and everything. I think that'll make it more interesting.
But before we close up on sports, though, we got to definitely touch on the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I actually believe the motherland, Slovenia, is ahead of the United States right now, if I recall correctly.
What, in, like, medal count?
In medal count, yeah.
Yeah, so I can give you the... I guess we'll go top five right now. So Germany is in first place, not for total medals, but they have the most gold medals. Coming in at number five, they have 3 silver medals and 0 bronze medals. Number two is Norway. They have a lot of medals right now, 10 total, 4 golds, 2 silvers, and 4 bronze. And number 3, we have Sweden. They have 4 golds, 1 silver, and 2 bronze. So what were you saying about your homeland?
Slovenia, bro. They're ahead of the United States is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said they're top 3.
Oh, no. Where's Slovenia at?
Slovenia is at number 9. United States is at number 10. So
I'm rooting for Slovenia, dude. fucking half the U.S. participants don't even want to like represent the flag, so fuck them, dude. Go Slovenia.
Bro, we always get the most amount of medals, though, every Olympics. We're,
yeah, go Slovenia.
We're balling out.
Nah, man.
So, yeah, U.S. is...
Or hold on. Before we actually go on this, like what I was just saying, there was some chick that went to ice skating and like did it for China. She lives in California. But she didn't want to represent the United States for some stupid political reason. And she wanted to represent China. And guess what? She came in dead last. But she can fucking suck it. So, like, we have all these athletes that we are more privileged than so many other people in the world.
Yeah, right.
And they just want to shit on the flag and the country as a whole. So...
You don't realize how good you have it.
Yeah, so I'm glad this bitch came in last. I'm rooting for Slovenia. Let's the motherland.
I believe it was a Russian ice skater. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she was the first woman ever to do a quadruple aerial flip or spin.
I didn't see that, actually.
Yeah, so she did like a quadruple spin in the air. First woman ever to do that in the Olympics. I believe she was Russian. Don't quote me on that. I'm not wrong. I just saw the video on it, but it looked pretty fucking sick when I saw it. It was just,
I believe it.
Insane. I mean, she like did it with like almost jumping off one leg too, which is even crazier to think about.
I need to watch more of the Olympics. I've been slacking a little bit.
Yeah,
especially that ski jump that's like right on a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, that's right. Have you guys seen like the Hold backdrop?
Pull it up for you real quick.
This is it.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, where's my fucking mouse? There she is. Look at this.
Oh yeah, I don't know the scene.
Oh hey, we're both
what's
here.
Saw, dude?
Look at this. This is the ski jump right here. And there's a nuclear power plant right behind it.
Scroll down for the other pictures.
Oh, yeah, the other picture's pretty good, too. There's another picture. And then here's kind of like the zoomed out view. Is that insane?
It literally looks like a scene out of Fallout. Oh my god, that's actually nuts. So, do we know the reason why they put it there? Is it just because it's like an abandoned nuclear power plant and they just had to find a place to, you know, like build all these ramps and stuff?
I have no idea, but I find it hilarious.
I think it's hilarious too. I mean, it just the stark there's a message in there. It's probably above my intelligence level, but like the stark contrast of seeing like New Age Olympics and then, you know, like what modern life is in that area. So
it literally looks like they just put like a ski jump in the middle of Chernobyl.
Yeah, right. It's like putting a Cedar Point in, you know, like the Sahara Desert or something. They're like, welcome to our theme park. Don't mind the heat.
Repco's, that's my backyard, actually.
Hey, you got a lot of woods to rock on, walk around, Rep, so good for you.
Yeah, but as far as the Olympics goes, like I said, I need to watch more of it. I'll get you guys some more updates next week.
Yep.
But we'll move on to the spreads here. Can you type in !! spread for me?
I can.
Guys, if you want to get in, like I was saying, you guys are going to be playing against us this month for our bets. And if the viewers beat us, Fish and I will do some sort of punishment. Not sure what that will entail yet. TBD.
Probably Four Loko related, but that's up to you guys.
Did it come up? Or maybe it's I bet. It might be !! bet.
I did !! spread.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't see it here yet.
We got Rep doing it, Tink, M, Goon. Oh god, this stuff burns my lips now. Warm.
It warms your heart.
Are you liking it? So good? I think it's so good.
Yeah, I mean, I love bourbon.
Love bourbon. Been saying it for about 2 weeks now. I need to get back on the G&T grind.
Do we have a winner there, Mr. Fish?
Oh, baby. Does it tell me? 15 seconds. The raffle has ended and Tink won. Tink won again.
Well, I think we actually won against Spartan last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then you got messed up. You said it was Tink.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Yeah.
60%.
All right, so I'll just lead them off here. So the first one, we actually have an esports for this week, guys. We have League of Legends. 100 Thieves is going against Immortal.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be a good matchup.
I know this one. Immortal.
You're going with Immortal?
Yeah. Before we start doing this, how do I do this? Should I just...
You just type it in right there. Yeah.
So, Fish. Okay. What are you saying, Carl?
Give me 100 Thieves. I'm going against the grain.
100 Thieves. So, Carl. Tink, what is... Oh, Tink's going 100 Thieves,
Tink's
too.
Tink's going 100 Thieves.
All right. 100 Thieves. Nice.
Next one we got Bucks versus the Suns, which we had mentioned before. That's happening tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Should be a really good game. If you guys haven't been watching much NBA this year, that'll be a good one to watch. But the Suns are favored by 3.5. Fish, where are you going with this one?
I'm going to go Suns just because we talked about how good they were.
I'm going to go with Bucks.
We're going against the grain this week.
I'm going against the grain. Yeah, Tink's going to have to be the decider. Tink's going Bucks as well.
Oh, talk about bandwagon, Tink. How are you going against me right now?
All right, in the MLS, we have the Colorado Avalanche we have the Colorado Avalanche versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Colorado is favored by 1.5. I'm going to go Lightning.
Lightning, huh?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I'm fucking up all this document right now. You know, keep on the tradition. Let's go the Avalanches.
Okay. Think you going with the Lightning or the Avalanche?
Colorado, because I hate Tampa. Respectable.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Next, in European soccer, we have Liverpool versus Leicester. I'm not even sure how to pronounce that. But Liverpool is actually favored by 2 goals.
Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce that either.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm like the grammar guy, too.
You are the grammar guy. That's definitely not me.
Definitely not me.
I think Liverpool.
Yeah, you want Liverpool? I feel like we have to agree on it. But, you know, let's just keep going against a full throttle, baby. I'm going Leicester.
Okay.
Even though I'm definitely butchering that name.
Thank you. Who are you going with?
It's going Liverpool.
On Liverpool, okay. And the last one we got is Cavs versus the Spurs tonight. Who's going to hit 20 points first? Will the Cavs hit 20 points first, or will the Spurs?
How good are the Spurs?
I think they're decent, but I don't think they're like anything formidable.
Cavs are healthy right now. Like you said, we got three.
Rep said that the pronouncement of that last team was actually Lester.
Lester?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Did you just type it in wrong, or?
No, that's how you spell it.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Must be an EU thing. Sorry. It's dumb Americans. We don't understand. I'm going Cavs for this final one.
I'm not going to buck the grain on this one. I'm going Cavs with you.
All right.
The hometown team.
And Tink's going Spurs. Love to see it. It's going to be an interesting one.
There's a lot of discrepancy between us.
Four for five. We're definitely going against each other. So good luck, chat and Tink. Let's hope you beat us. The spreads right now, Carl's in first, 6-5. I'm in second for 5-6. We still doing Frint's score?
No, fuck Frint.
Okay, yeah, and fuck Frint. And we don't have the numbers for the viewers.
We don't yet because I think last week was the first week we actually did it. And there are Super Bowl bets because I wasn't thinking. And the Super Bowl happens this weekend, so... next week we'll have a double dose of records.
Oh, so we're counting like last week's and then this week's one?
Yeah, because all of last week's were Super Bowl props.
Makes sense. Yeah, connecting brain cells together. That definitely makes sense.
Cells be connecting.
It's British. Yeah, sorry, Rep. Those dumb Americans. We're not.
I'm sure that's something that Rep would agree with you on, dumb Americans.
All right. I think that about does it. Yeah. Put a little bow tie on this podcast.
Little bow tie, but before we tie that bow tie, make sure to follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We are almost done putting together everything for the YouTube page, guys. Would really appreciate it if you just dropped a sub. Even if you didn't watch any of the videos, just helping us get
traction.
Some traction on the YouTube page would be huge. So yeah, that'd be dope.
All right, and that does it for episode 32 this week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining Carl and I, and we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Cheers, happy episode 32.